Welcome to the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. Show notes, links, and contact details can be found at robnunphoto.com. That's www.robnunphoto.com. SEL is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and loads of other great tech podcasts can be found over at www.techpodcast.com. Now on with the show.
The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed. The desert was the apotheosis of all deserts, huge, standing to the sky for what might have been parsecs in all directions, white, blinding, waterless, without feature save for the faint, cloudy haze of the mountains, which sketched themselves on the horizon, and the devil grass which brought streaked dreams, nightmares, death. An occasional tombstone sign pointed the way, for once the drifted track that cut its way through the thick crust of alkali had been a highway and coaches had followed it. The world had moved on since then. The world had emptied. The gunslinger walked stolidly, not hurrying, not loafing. A hide water bag was slung around his middle like a bloated sausage. It was almost full. He had progressed through the Kef over many years and had reached the fifth level. At the seventh or eighth, he would not have been thirsty. He could have watched his own body dehydrate with clinical, detached attention, watering its crevices and dark inner hollows only when his logic told him it must be done. He was not seventh or eighth, he was fifth. So he was thirsty, although he had no particular urge to drink. In a vague way, all this pleased him. It was romantic. Below the water bag were his guns, finely weighted to his hand. The two belts crisscrossed above his crotch. The holsters were oiled too deeply for even this Philistine sun to crack. The stocks of the guns were sandalwood, yellow and finely grained. The holsters were tied down with rawhide cord, and they swung heavily against his hips. The brass casings of the cartridges looped into the gun belts twinkled and flashed and heliographed in the sun. The leather made subtle creaking noises. The guns themselves made no noise. They had spilled blood. There was no need to make noise in the sterility of the desert.
Hi everybody, don't worry, this is still SEL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. Hopefully you'll forgive me for that little foray into the beginning of Stephen King's Gunslinger book. But, you know, if I can't have a little bit of fun on the 200th episode of SEL, when can I? Well, a little bit of an unusual podcast, this one. It's not going to be too long. And the main tenet of it is to really just thank everybody for being around for the past 200 episodes, listening to the podcast. Maybe you've only just started listening, maybe you've listened since the beginning. For putting up with me and my ramblings, the amazingly rubbish audio quality. listening to me as I've been recording as I go down the M4, etc. And just to say thank you to everybody, and just to really hopefully get across to everybody out there how important you guys are to me and the podcast and my photography and me in general. But there's a reason why I read that first little bit of The Gunslinger. And if you don't know, where The Gunslinger and the Dark Tower series are Stephen King's magnum opus, if you like, his classic book series. It's 7 books long, massive. I've just finished reading it again, second time I read it, all of the books, including the latest. He's done an extra one as well called The Wind Through the Keyhole, which is quite interesting, but which is, it's not an add-on to the end, it's like a middle book that you can read. But I was quite a late, I wouldn't say a convert to Stephen King. I don't read many of his horror books, but I was never really into reading him when I was younger. But for some reason I read The Gunslinger, I can't remember why, and it's quite an unusual mix of, like, the main character is almost like a Clint Eastwood type, and he's in this world where there seems to be magic, but there's also old technology that seems to me from our future, and all sorts of other things going on. And it really clicked with me, this kind of world. And it's the story of this guy called Roland, who's the gunslinger, who I've just kind of very poorly been reading from the first bit of the book, who's on this quest to reach this structure called the Dark Tower, which holds the key to the world and the universes that he lives in. And along the way, he has lots of adventures. He has like a group of people who he gathers around him that are there to help him reach his goal. Basically, of course, I mean, he gets, after all the books, he does get there in the end. And the idea is that as he's approaching the tower, he calls out the names of all the people, all his friends and people who've been with him who have died on this great quest to reach the Dark Tower. But the strange thing about the Dark Tower series, it doesn't actually end there. Although the book kind of finishes, Stephen King then writes a bit like little bit afterwards, an afterword, which says, look, you might want to stop reading the book here. Because the whole story is based around him reaching the tower. And you might not want to read, like, the final bit, because Stephen King says, look, you might be a bit disappointed with the ending, because we've had, like, you know, we've had 7 books leading up, thousands and thousands and thousands of pages leading up to this final thing. You might want to just leave it there with Roland coming up to the tower, reaching his goal that he's been vying for all his life. And if you do read the books and you do read the story, you know, you might have mixed feelings about how it ends with when he goes into the tower. I actually quite like it, and I think it's probably maybe the strongest ending that there probably could be for the story, the way it is. But I'm not going to do a spoiler. You know, if you're a fan of Stephen King but haven't read the Gunslinger series, go for it. If you haven't been a fan of the Gunslinger series, or Stephen King, sorry, you haven't been a fan of Stephen King, you know, dive in and try the Gunslinger. It's a really short book, and you might find you quite like it, and the world that Roland lives there. And I guess what Stephen King's telling us with this fact that you have this ending after the ending is that he's saying, look, do we really need to know what happens at the end of this journey? You know, the adventures along the way are what we signed up for, and maybe we're better off not knowing what's at the top of the Dark Towers. And I guess this might seem a bit of a leap. I kind of feel this analogy between King's thinking and the SEL podcast and how we all develop as photographers. Because photography, or probably a little bit more accurately, the process of taking and producing photographs is a journey with no real ending. You know, there may well be important milestones along the way. You know, when we first get a photo published, I remember how excited I was when a company from, I think it's Italy, contacted me and said, could they use a photo of a swan I'd taken, and it got put on the front of a photo book. Maybe the first time you get paid for your work. Maybe it's the first time you get onto the Explore page on Flickr. Maybe it's the first time you publish a photo book. Maybe it's your 200th episode of a podcast. Maybe it's your getting a career as a paid photographer. But it doesn't stop there, because we'll always come across new subjects, new genres, new places, new techniques, and of course new kit that helps us see the world in a different way. And, you know, I've got no doubt that at times we might become a little bit disillusioned, a bit burnt out, and step away from our passion. But I think, you know, just like addicts, we'll be back. We're shutterbugs, one and all, desperate to get out there and take some more photographs. I know ever since I broke my arm several years ago and really started getting into photography, it's a passion, you know. And Avedon said, you know, a day without taking a photograph is like a day without breathing. And I agree, you know, there's something missing there. It's so important to me personally to get out and take photographs, and I'm sure it is to all you out there as well. And I'd like to think that the listeners to the SCL Photography Podcast, and the people who are, you know, everybody who takes part in the Flickr group, or even just reads the blog, we're a bit of a club, you know, we're a bit of a clan. Or as Stephen King would put it, a catet. You know, everyone who listens to this podcast or takes part in the Flickr group has a common bond. I mean, I'm under no illusion that it's a tight-knit social community. In fact, that's probably not what I'd want anyway. I'd rather have like a loose group of travelling companions who are sharing what they've done and learned along the way. Because, you know, I'm no leader. I'm just a guy with the passion for photography who enjoys talking about it and looking at the photographs of others. And that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm still doing the podcast. And today I'd like just to thank everybody for sticking with me for the last 200 episodes. SEL started back in June 21st, 2008. Gosh, over 4 years ago. And 200 episodes later, we're still here. And I just want to repeat the thanks to all you kind and patient listeners. I won't talk about the past, but I just want to reassure you about the future. I had thought that maybe 200 episodes was a fine total and a good time to stop. You know, if I couldn't get my thoughts across after this many episodes, maybe I'm in the wrong game. And if those of you who have been with me for a long time will remember, I did have a bit of an episode like this back in podcast 39 when I said, look, that's it. I haven't got the time. I can't do it. But since then, I've found different ways of recording and doing the podcast, so I can do it fairly regularly. One of the things that dissuaded me from stopping was appearing on the Photo Netcast podcast a few weeks ago, and that really reignited something inside of me. It kind of fanned the flames of my passion for podcasting, talking about photography, just being on a different show with different people. Even just being invited on the show, to be honest, was a great honour, and it kind of gave me a little bit of kudos and thought, oh, you know, maybe, you know, people do enjoy what I talk about. And I know I get you guys do enjoy a lot of what I talk about, probably. But it's not like I'm trying to preach anything. I'm just trying to share what I've learned. And, you know, it's fired me up again to carry on going through the 200. There's so much, you know, still to talk about. There's so much still to share. So many things I need to explore and hopefully learn about and learn from not only you guys, but, you know, the trial and error process that I use. Now, over the next several months, the release schedule for SEL might go a bit squiffy because I've got quite a lot of things on. You might find that new episodes don't appear for a few weeks or maybe even a month, but rest assured that whenever I can, I will record a podcast and I'll try to keep to the weekly schedule. But don't worry if I don't. You know, I'm going to keep recording and publishing SEL for as long as I'm taking photographs. And that'll be, you know, until my fingers can't press the shutter anymore. And then I'll get my son or grandson to do it for me anyway. So I'm almost done. But this show wouldn't be complete without a thank you to the two most important people in my life. Suzanne, my gorgeous wife, ever understanding, and Oliver, my fantastic son. I couldn't have done it without you all. That's it. No fancy giveaways or prizes for this, the 200th episode of SEL. Just a massive thank you to all you out there from me for downloading and listening to the podcast. It is an honour and a pleasure for me, for you guys to let me talk to you every week for the past 200 episodes. And here's to the next 200. My name's Rob from robnumphoto.com, and hopefully pretty soon I'll see you on Flickr.